You are hearing Fintadoo podcast. VATE invoicing in Saudi Arabia. Zakat, Tax and Customs Authority, ZAFCA, introduced e-invoicing in the KSA and started implementing it in two phases beginning from December 4, 2021. As we see small and medium-sized businesses coming within the ambit of e-invoicing and integration with ZAFCA, it would be interesting to understand some of the basic aspects of the e-invoicing system. What is e-invoicing? E-invoicing is an online process where invoices are generated electronically or in a digital format by means of an e-invoicing solutions. Such e-invoice can be accessed and stored electronically. A PDF or scanned version of a paper invoice is not an e-invoice. An e-invoice is always generated through e-invoicing solutions that include online cash register, e-invoicing software installed on PC or cloud-based solutions. For instance, taxpayers in the UAE may consider solutions like Zohabooks, Tally Prime, ClearTax Middle East, etc. Is e-invoicing mandatory? What are the timelines for implementation? E-invoicing is mandatory in the KSA. KSA's e-invoicing regulations are implemented in two phases. Phase 1 or the generation phase, since December 4, 2021, necessitates issuing and storing e-invoices compliant with ZAFCA, without reporting to the portal. It applies to all taxpayers, excluding non-resident taxpayers, and any other parties issuing tax invoices on behalf of suppliers subject to VAT. Phase 2 or the integration phase, starting January 1, 2023, mandates integration of taxpayers' invoicing solutions with ZAFCA's system, the Fatura portal. This phase rolls out gradually for different taxpayer groups based on their annual taxable revenue, with a 6-month notice before integration. What information is available in an e-invoice? Just like a paper invoice, the e-invoice contains details like dash, date and time of the invoice. Details of seller/buyer like name, address, VAT registration number. Particulars of goods sold or services provided, quantity, rate, etc., amount, VAT rate and VAT amount. Additionally, the e-invoicing solution allows generation of a unique sequential number and QR code that are different for each invoice. Types of e-invoices. There are two types of e-invoices prescribed by the KSA's VAT regulations. Standard e-invoice, it is applicable to B2B, B2G transactions. The seller generates the e-invoice, shares it with ZAFCA and procures ZAFCA's clearance and then shares it with the buyer who can access it through a QR code. Simplified e-invoice, it is generally applicable to B2C transactions. The seller generates the e-invoice, shares it with the buyer, who can access it through a QR code, and reports to ZAFCA within the prescribed time. E-invoices must be issued in Arabic. However, the seller/supplier may add another language, say English, in the invoice. Can you change the e-invoice once it is generated? In real-life scenarios, there may be a change in the invoice for various reasons like a change in the quantity of goods or the selling price. Under the e-invoicing mechanism, once an e-invoice is generated, it cannot be changed. Yet, the seller can issue a debit note or a credit note, with reference to the original e-invoice, to implement the changes in quantity or rate. Conclusion. E-invoicing is revolutionizing business operations by integrating taxpayers with the ZAFCA. It aims to standardize invoicing formats, phasing out paper-based methods, and curbing fraudulent activities. Centralized databases enable easier auditing for tax authorities, potentially reducing the audit frequency. For taxpayers, benefits include faster tax credit processing, reduced errors, and streamlined processes. Indeed, a step in the right direction. Stay tuned for more Fintadoo podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.